Grace, mercy, and peace be yours, to God our Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. One thing about living in East Tennessee, right about the time when time changes, falls back, and people sleep in an extra hour, or arrive at church surprisingly on time for Bible study, around this time of year, the Smoky Mountains give up their smoke. They become surprisingly visible to us in a way that they were not in the spring and summer when the air was denser and for other reasons, largely mumbo-jumbo that Mike Witcher on Channel 10 can explain to you straight from the heart. The mountains are beautiful. There's a peace deep down that one feels upon gazing at their jagged protrusion into the light blue heavens. One may feel the same way when listening with a hearing heart to the Beatitudes of our Lord Jesus. We could turn them into a didactic lesson, as many have, I undoubtedly too. Some have named them the Beatitudes, prescribing 9 ways to be the right attitude. Aha! To live your best life right now by having the right attitudes. Be poor, be hungry, be merciful, be pure in heart. In other words, all law, a no gospel. I don't think Jesus meant them that way. We often think that we want to hear something the way we want to hear it. Sometimes we put our own interpretations on things that we hear rather than really listening to what other people say. Lawyers do it every day. They're really good at it. Politicians are not too far behind. Prophets and theologians do it to God. One member of our church gave me a t-shirt about 3 years ago, has a big picture of Jesus on the front, and underneath it says, "I didn't say that." You do it too. And so do I. Sometimes we hear what we need to hear, what we want to hear, and not what is said. And someone goes away hurting, lonely, misunderstood, ignored, or forgotten. In terms of Scripture and the Beatitudes, we might always be looking at God's Word thinking, what's in it for me to do? How should I now live? What should I not do? And there's a place for that. But sometimes we need to put our filters away, put a stop to our own agendas, stop looking for cause and effect, stop deconstructing the text and trying to figure out what Jesus really meant, and just listen and receive. Mr. Miyagi told his student Daniel, "Breathe in, breathe out." Very important to breathe. God's word has told us, be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord. In Matthew 5, 1 through 12, Jesus went up the mountain near the Sea of Galilee. He sat down. His disciples came to him. He opened his mouth. There was clarity up there on that mountain. No smoke, no mirrors. Heaven and earth were joined together. The Son of Man sat with the church. The ears of man were directed towards their Lord. This is the Lord of life. This Lord will enter death for his loved ones. This Lord is God in the flesh. This is no time to deconstruct his every word and crucify the meaning with a different spirit than the one that he truly gives to understand all things of the Spirit, by the Spirit, and for the saints in every place. So we listen, as we are not right now, not as the person that we want to be, but as the persons that we are. Has someone not listened to you? Have you been abandoned? Have lawyers, politicians, family, or friends twisted your words? Have you been misunderstood? Have you been persecuted unjustly and couldn't do anything about it? Have you been spat upon, slapped in the face, proverbially or physically? Have you sought peace, but in your members there was a raging spirit of unrest over the death of another, a loved one, or the diagnosis of a doctor? Jesus knows all these things. And it is to these he is speaking in Matthew 5. Not prescribing, but describing life and what it's like to know him. Jesus knows you as a sinner by nature and a saint by faith in all that he has come to do for you, his death and resurrection. His words are a sermon on a mount, not a lecture in a laboratory. As we have peace by gazing up upon the mountains this time of year, we have even more peace by hearing from him who truly gives it. The Son of God sat down on the mountain and opened his mouth and taught them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. I could go on, but you heard it already. You have it in your bulletin. Take it home. Take it to heart. Peace, blessings, yours, from Jesus' own mouth. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.